We didn't know this until this weekend, but the always annoying, overly handsome guy from sales at the ticket, Chris, is apparently out here at Cowboys training camp. Somehow he made the road trip, and he's given us a piece of audio. He says he did an interview with a famous cowboy, Joe Windsor, at practice the other day. And I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm assuming we're going to get some references to Chris's relationship with Tony Romo.
Will he mention Tony Romo?
Yes.
Yeah.
His boat, that's a good one. His car, whatever fake car he's going to say he's driving.
Who's his rival sales?
Oh, Childers?
Yeah.
That's his rival sales guy over yeah. there. They're always battling it out.
All right, so you ready? Should we even air this?
I say no,
but... The note that he sent with it, he was saying that he was going to show us how radio is really done.
Yeah, we're setting a dangerous precedent for just letting someone from sales jump on and do sports.
Well, you know, it's his lifelong goal to get into the broadcast side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he wants out of sales and into broadcasting. So.
Although he claims it would be a pay cut for him.
Right. All right, let's give it a listen. This is Chris from sales with famous cowboy Joe Windsor.
Hey, Joe. Talk to you, man. Hey, what's happening? Chris, good to see you again. What's going on?
Again.
Not much.
You here at Cowboys camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Me too, man. Totally. Totally. I had my Aston shipped out here, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I flew first class, but had the car shipped out.
I feel you.
Dude, we had a hang. You talked to Tones lately?
Nah, I ain't talked to him much.
You don't hang out with him?
Nah, I just chill.
Oh, man, I totally hang out with Tony all the time.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, when I was in first class, you'll like this, Joe. When I was in first class, I went mile high on this Oakland Raiders cheerleader. Totally, man. It was great. It was great. She was covered in vomit. Hey, listen, you eating in any good restaurants? Where should I go, man? I don't want to waste my time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I just eat over here what they feed us. They feed us pretty good.
They feeding you pretty good?
Yeah, they feed us real good.
You seen Dave when he comes in town?
Dave?
Matthews.
Nah, I ain't seen
him. You not seen Dave Matthews? Come on, bro.
I'm not a Dave.
We got to go see him. Get on. Oh, man, I totally outsold Childers this month.
Oh.
Yeah, man, totally outsold him. It's great. Everything.
Okay.
He's eating my dust. How's football?
Football's going good. Football's going real good.
You pulling six figs?
Not as a free agent, man.
Oh, man, I am. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, yeah, every month. Hey, do they have bottle service out here at practice? We're going to get my goose on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah. All right, I have a micro penis. Oh, God!
Wait, I'm confused.
That's how it ended it?
There wasn't a window at practice for him to jump through.
Very confusing.
Why did he have to admit that
at
the end?
And usually doesn't somebody bust him? I mean, this is yeah. him just announcing something. I don't know what's going on.
You know,
on
Joe
there.
Windsor acted like bottle service at practice is really not that bad an idea.
No, that kind of sparked his interest a little bit. He's wanting to spend what little money he makes from the
yeah.
Cowboys on bottle service.
You know, I don't think I like Chris's future as a reporter. That interview was way too much about him. We didn't really learn anything about Joe Windsor.
No. Was it necessary for Joe Windsor to be there for that interview?
All right, there you go. Chris on the field at training camp.